What happened was, the Gemara brought a braisa that says that the Zokan Isha is in fact a Zokan Lechol Devarim. So it sounds like she has the Asar Shchasa. So Baya says it can't be she has the Asar Shchasa because we have a Gezer Shova Pa'as Pa'as from Parshas Emor where it says B'nei Aaron V'li B'nei Zaron. On that, for the Gemara, one second, Abaya. You're clearly holding that the miyut of B'nei Aaron V'li B'nei Zaron goes on the entire Inyan over there, not just on the first din of Tamar the Vase, but it goes even on what comes after it with the Zokan and the Karcha, correct?
Right.
So if that's true, what do you think they're shoving for? Just make a Kabbal Choymer. The Kahan who have more mitzvahs Nashim are Potter, so certainly Yisraelim, Nashim should be Potter. So to that, the Gemara answers like this. Ilav Gezeirah Shoveh, that's where we stopped. Ilav Gezeirah Shoveh, Gezeirah Shoveh is the last word in the line. If not the Gezeirah Shoveh, have a min Hifzaka Inyan. No. It's backwards. It's not the pshat that we hold Lo Hifzaka Inyan. You know, as a Sfarah in and of itself. The truth is, we wouldn't know whether Hifzak Inyan or not Hifzak Inyan. The Gezeirah Shoveh was Megalah to us, Loi Hifzak Inyan, which means, if we see we have a Gezeirah Shoveh to connect the Pasuk of Pa'as as a Kanecha there to the Pasuk of Pa'as Kanecha here, for what other din would we be connecting it? If not for the thing which we were only told by the Kohanim, which we weren't told by the Israelim, which is what? B'nei Aaron V'lo B'nei Zaron. That's the only additional information that we have over there that we don't have over here. So the existence of what? No, B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai, no, without the Kavach Chaimim. She's saying like this. The Gemara asked the Kasha, if you hold B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai Zaron and goes on everything over there, then you don't need the Gezeirah Shoveh, you have a Kavach Chaimim. The Teretz says, no, without the Gezeirah Shoveh, I would have thought that B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai Zaron only goes on the Din of Tumah. I wouldn't know it goes on the Pasuk after Tumah. So I have no way of knowing this. I couldn't make a Kavach Chaimer because I wouldn't know that it's true. I wouldn't know B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai goes on also the Zokin. I thought it only goes on Tumah.
Why don't you just make a Kavach Chaimer?
So once, right. That's what we're answering. But once we have the Gezeirah Shoveh, what's the Gezeirah Megalah to us? The Gezeirah Shoveh says like this. The Torah wants me to learn something from the Pasuk of Pa'as Zekanech over there to the Pasuk of Pa'as Zekanech over here. What information do I have over there that I don't have over here? Only one thing, B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai Zaron. Must be, B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai Zaron also goes on Pasuk Kanecho. The existence of Gezeirah Shoveh itself is Megala to me. Lo Hifzak Ha'inyan.
What's the connection? Yeah.
One Pas, another Pas, that would be in the What do you mean? Gezeirah Shoveh?
Yeah,
what, there
is what?
That, by, whatever dinim we have by a Kohen, we should apply to the Yisrael. What do we? What extra halacha do I have by Kohen that I don't have by Yisrael? It's the same pasuk, Pa'as Kanecha. What does it want me to learn? What does the Gezeirah want me to learn? Ah, the only thing a Kabbalist want me to learn is that B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai Zaron from a few Pesukim ago. So I see from the Gezeirah Shoveh, I see that it's Loi Hifzak Inyan, and that B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai Zaron also goes on the Pasuk Kanecha part of the parsha over there. That's what we're saying right now. The challenge to that is going to be, what do you mean? There are other things you can learn from this Gezeirah Shoveh. That's the next step of the Gemara.
Well, then if we learn that, I guess that would conclude that one. That would conclude that women, the B'nai Zaron are not included
in Pasuk Kanecha, and therefore by Yisraelim also not.
Also not.
That's it.
How do we get back to Yisrael also?
Period.
Not?
That's the Gezeirah Shoveh. No, that is the Gezeirah Shoveh.
Yeah, Gezeirah Shoveh.
Pass, pass.
You said Gezeirah Shoveh is teaching me that. Gezeirah Shoveh is not teaching me that I extend it.
The existence of the Gezeirah Shoveh is Megala to me that I extend it. Yeah.
Nothing's
wrong. Gezeirah Shoveh teaches me from Kohen to Yisrael. But what from Kohen to Yisrael? What piece of information that I lacked by Yisrael that I had by Kohen? There's only one thing I can see, B'nai Aaron V'lo B'nai Zaron. Must be, that's what Gezeirah means to say. So it's Megala to me that Lo Hifzak Inyan. Right, exactly. on that practical Gemara. One second, that would only be true if the only possible information you could learn across from the Gezeirah Shavah was this. But if you have other information to learn across, so then it's not necessarily a raya, right? Maybe yeah, hifsaka inyan, and the existence of Gezeirah Shavah is for other dinim, right? So that's what Gemara says. What do you mean, practical Gemara? Even if I have the Gezeirah Shavah, I should say hifsaka inyan. And if you're tying up, well, if it's Hifsek Inyan, then what do you need the Gezeirah Shavah for? Me boy, lay the Kitatanya, I need it for other halachas. Lo yagalku, yoku gilku b'misparai, mi yechayiv, if you use scissors, when you be chayiv, tamal was shashkas. Yoku lokta b'malaka, d'brhidni yechayiv, which is not like a, whatever, it's, it pulls it out as opposed to a razor. Tamal lo yagalku. Okay, it's odd. Giluach shichma shchosa. So I take the pasuk by the Kohenim and the pasuk by the Israelim, and when I put them together through this Gezeirah Shavah, I could define what type of cutting hair we're talking about. Giluach sheish bashchasa, which is like a razor. I mean, oim is a tar. So I needed, so I needed the Gezeirah Shavah to know that the iser of cutting hair is an iser of a tar. I only know that from the Gezeirah Shavah because I need the lashon hashchasa from one pasuk and the lashon bikalva from the other pasuk. So I have what to do with this Gezeirah Shavah. So if I have this Gezeirah Shavah, the kasha comes back. How do you know to learn it? For the kasha comes back. The kasha comes back. How do you know that it's that lo yipseka inyan? Maybe it's yeah yipseka inyan.
These other limudim, that's coming out of Gezeirah Shavah.
Yeah, sure.
Not out of
the din that has to be a tar that comes out from the Gezeirah Shavah. Because these
psukim.
Right. Right.
How's it bad to the
what?
How's it bad to the
no, because you just switched to those are two different psukim. How are you learning out these two psukim together? By Yisraelim it says by Kohanim it says Leig Aleichu. By Yisraelim it says Losashkas. You want to use both of those to teach me that it's only something which has both elements, a tar? What do you mean? One's Yisrael, one's Kohanim. That is the Gezeirah Shavah. That's the Gezeirah Shavah teaching you that it has to be a tar. That it has to be something which is a giluach sheyesh bay hashchasa. Not the scissors and not like a rehitni, whatever that is exactly. You follow what I'm saying? That is what the Gezeirah Shavah teaches me. So if the only reason you know lo yifsakein, if the only reason you know that Bnei Amel and Bnei Zaron also went on Zeknecha, if the only reason you knew that was because the existence of the Gezeirah Shavah made it mukruch, so if a kasha, the existence of the Shavah doesn't make that mukruch, the existence of the Gezeirah Shavah could be going on this din, the din of learning out tar. Nothing to do with Noshim. I didn't yell at you too much yesterday. Yeah, you hear that? Dude, you hear that?
It's not what I'm
looking for. So you don't have to know. You don't anymore have a hechreach that it means noshim also.
Because you're learning, because the Gezeirah Shavah is not for Kohanim to Yisrael.
It is for Kohanim to Yisrael, but I have other dinim to learn out from there.
Not
the din of tar. So as much as I've...
You're saying if I can learn something else, then
that
needs to be
that
I learned
for... The Gemara was saying before that the very existence of the Gezeirah Shavah is machriach the fact that B'nei'an v'l'b'nei Saron also goes in the Zokin. Why is it machriach the fact? It's only machriach the fact that as much as you have nothing else to do with this Gezeirah Shavah. But if I can show you that you do have what else to do with this Gezeirah Shavah, Dahainu, learning out the type
even
of
when
the
you
type.
Extend it. Even when you extend.
No extend. I have something else to do with this because there is shava ba'as ba'as. Besides the din of Isha, learning out which tool is usher.
So
then you no longer have a raya.
It's not a learning. It's not a limud from Kohanim to Yisrael. It's a limud of learning what's usher.
Yeah, but I learned that from Zeresh Shava Kohanim to Yisrael. That's how I learned it. How do you know it's a tar and not something else? Because by Kohen it says one thing, by Yisrael it says another thing, and Zeresh Shava puts the two together.
I know, but it's not a din of, just like it applies to...
No, it just means we use this and this together, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah? But now... So maybe yeah, hipsake, and then maybe Bnei Aaron, but Lord Bnei Aaron only goes in the tumah, but in the zaken it doesn't go. So how do you know to learn it from the Kedem Shabbat? Right? And as much as your only achreich was the fact that the Kedem Shabbat exists, I have something else to do with the Kedem Shabbat. So you no longer have an achreich. To that, the Gemara answer is very interesting. Imke nikdev kra es shezib kanecha, my paas is kanecha. Shema minotarti, which means even if the pasuk by the Israelim would have said lo yisak kipa b'as roshechem lo sashchis es shabbos konecho, even the s Shabbos Kanecha
would let you learn these extra things.
Would mean you can learn those extra things. Why? Because the S, this is what Rashi explains, the S goes back on the Peah. It's as if it wrote, right, Pa'as Roshechem, and that which is in Yisrael Kanecha. What do you mean that which is? What which is? What which is? The payah, which we mentioned the first part of the pasuk. That's what. So you could have the Gezeres Shaveh even without actually writing the word payah. So in Cain, the fact that the Torah went out of its way to, yeah, write the word payah, Mamele Shmamina Tarti. The Torah wants two things from here. So on the first level, you could say it's only there to teach me tar, to teach me a razor. But why the extra word payah? From that we understand, Lo Yivsak Ha'inyin, and there it's for teaching me a din. That the Noshim are Potter. So Rashi says, want to see it inside? Imke, Zok to Rashi Masch Imke. Imke, the Lachi, the Osir that's only coming for Tar, Nichpet, Eshes, Bekanecho. Dahavele, now, what's bothering Rashi? Obviously, the Gemara can't mean literally throughout Peya, because Peya is the Gezer Shavah. Oh, so that's why Rashi's going to have his way to be Masber this over here. Zok to Rashi, because even if it wrote Eshib Zekanecha, Tahavele Nami Kemadech Zepeya, that would have been enough as if it wrote Peya. Why? Dog Zepeya Bahukra Gabe Roish. Because it already says Peya in that pasuk by the Roish. Umidahavik Zep Gabe Zokan Eshib Zekanecha. So Sitzu could have written Eshib Zekanecha, and I would have already known that that meant the Peya of your Zekanecha. How would I know it? Because I understand that the word S is referring to the Peya previously mentioned. Otherwise, what does it mean? Eshib is Kanecha. So Sitzu could have written that. The loiks of S the Kanecha, instead of writing as the Kanecha, Shmamina Peyakoi. I mean, the Gemara is saying, had the Torah written S Sheb is Kanecha instead of S is Kanecha, that would have been enough to teach me Peyah. Because I would ask myself, the Torah could have said S Kanecha, my beard. What's that which is in my. S Sheb is a Kanecha, that which is in my beard. What which is in my beard? That would have been Pashit. You mean Peah? I don't know you mean Peah, because you just mentioned Peah by the Rosh. Ah, so that, the words S Sheb is a Kanecha would have technically been enough to teach me Peah. Vokhi Kamar. Lois Ash Chiz Peah Sheb is a Kanecha. Bahadun Nelev Giluach Tashkosa. The past pass is so mekayanim, and then I would learn that it means giluach dashkosa, which means a tar. And I would learn that from the two places for Yisrael Kohanim. Inami bibin inav, chai basakon kohanim, chai basakon Yisrael. But I would learn that either from Gezer Shav or from bibin inav that it's only the peya. So why, so my pass, so why did I have to say pass? Meaning I would have been able to get through this limit from Tar without the word Ba'as. So why Ba'as? Shema Minatati, Rashi, my Ba'as Minatati, Zereshova Shleima, Limedra, Kotzim, Apnokol, Amabinian. That extra limit is what taught me that there's something else to learn here. What's that? Must be B'nai'an B'lo B'nai Zaharin. Ad Kan
D'Rei Abaye. Or is it the din of not Nashrus, but Gala that it's extended?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. B'nai'an B'lo B'nai Zaharin. The fact that it's teaching me an extra din must mean that when it said "Menahamul Masarin" by Tumah, it really meant it over here also. And the Meila, the Gzeres Shavah, teaching me to learn to Yisrael and too. Gevaldik. So Abai is saying, when the Brisa that we started today with said in Israel has a zok nechol debrayim, it can't mean hashchasa. Okay, it can't mean hashchasa. So what does it mean though? Like the Gemara, the Alahad the time is zok and Yishma Sar Shol Usarayin because zok nechol debrayim. L'mayochasa. What are you going to do with the Brisa? Lagabi, what halacha is that true? If it's not lagabi hashchasa, I'm a researcher of tumas negoyim, and the chinam is going to not do the hashchasa. It's teaching me that she is the din of a zokin with tumas negoyim, since the color of a tuma of a tomei nega in your beard is different than the color of a tomei nega on your skin. One's white, one's yellow. Mainly, the different halachas by the beard. So it's teaching me that an ishu has a beard, it goes with the halachas of beard negoyim as opposed to skin negoyim. Okay. I've read the Gemara. Tumas negoyim hedjik siva. What do you mean? That's a mefurish pasuk. I don't need the brisa to teach me that. That's a mefurish pasuk. The ish oy isha kia by nega baroish oy bezokin. Ela, I'm a mezuch of the taharis negoyim. It's teaching us the taharis negoyim. That the way that the tahara process for her is the same as a man. If she gets tumah the same way, why shouldn't she get tahara the same way? The answer is, you're right, it's trich. You know why we need the brisa? Sagda the chamidu l'tzadim ksit. Ish o yishu giyah ben nega baroish oy bezokin hodr osin li'ish. I might have thought to touch up the pasuk l'tzadim. Ish o yishu giyah ben nega baroish. Roish goes on ish of the ish. And then when it says oy bezokin, that's only on the ish. You could split the pasuk. Therefore, Kamashmal in the Braisa name, she has a din of Zakon, Gavi, Tumas Negoim, Nizehu. It's got nothing to do with Ashkasa. Ashkasa, she's putter from. Now, why is she putter from Ashkasa? So Bai said, the Braisa came in Ashkasa because I have a Gzeri Shavit. So, if you remember the Shavit of the Gemara, right before the Gemara asked from this Braisa, We already had a limud why she's part of Hashkasa. We learned that yesterday. Because she asked, unless the key for the Shani Kavadi Bure, Shani Kavadi Bure, because she has Hashkasa, she has a kofu. So what about, if wanted to say the Brisa doesn't mean Hashkasa, why wasn't that enough of a reason to say the Brisa doesn't mean Hashkasa? Why did I have to bring in a brand new Gezer Shavit? What was wrong with the limud of the Gemara right before this? It's a funny Shach Vitaria. We said where we learned it out from. We asked them from a brisa, and they said, no, the brisa can't mean that. Why? Because you're Gezer Shavit. Just say the brisa can't mean that because we have a limud. What was wrong with the original limud? Wow. Oh, like, wow.
So is this someone new? What's your name?
Yeah.
It's
a type of kasha where when you split up yesterday from today, you don't even think about this kasha. If you go back and beat the Gemara straight, it's a pella. So that's Tosis, right? Tosis, not Shkosa. He says, "Bim Toyim, Alam Li Gzeres Shava, Hamul Le Shabim, with the Shani Kavadi Burei." Which is broader reason why, with the Shani Kavadi Burei. Or Misvara, the Gemara said before. We had two things before. I'm sorry, I'm Mikra. What did the Gzeres Shava for? Shloi Mad and Emili Mekam with the Shmait Shamina Bebraisa, the Yeshim Kashiv Zokim Veshemakoi. Aber der Bart der Schmin der Golli der Golli less lang gut in der Shoni. Ooh, he said like this. Before the price, why we might not. So we said either Svara they don't have beards. Or since it changed the Lashon, must be it's been might not. Yeah. So Zuck Tice is like this. that limit is only good enough if you assume there's no such a thing bichlal halachically as a zaken notion. It's not a reality in halacha. It's a zaken notion. There's no such a thing. So as much as there's no such a thing, so I can learn the pasuk shonikav dibure. It's coming to tell me there's no. What should I call the body? It said it in singular. It's being mamait something. What's it being mamait? It's being mamait. The zaken noshim. Zaken noshim, not a zaken. It's not a lachik zaken. Yeah? But now that we see the R.I. final word, is whatever you're going to say in the Braisa, we see there is such a reality. There's such a reality to a lachik zaken. There is such a reality. It exists. It exists in the Gabin Negon. Wherever it exists, it exists. And as much as it exists, so now I need something more mefurish to exclude Noshim over here. Because if it's just mamiyat that it said to Konecho, the Konecho doesn't say and not Noshim. We assume it means and not Noshim. It could mean and not something else. I don't know. I don't know what it's being mamayit. So if Bishlam, if we're saying Noshim have no Zokin Bichlal, okay. It's saying you have a Zokin, Nisha doesn't have a Zokin. I'll accept that. But now I have a right and she does have a zaken. She does. So how do you know she doesn't over here? Just because it said zaken? Maybe that includes her too? I don't know. She has a zaken. The government of Gom, she has a zaken. So maybe she has a zaken here too. For that, I need a more mefurish raya that she's not included in the din of Hashkasa. So Abaye says, I have a more mefurish raya. But they aren't, but Leibon is aren't. That's a more mefurish raya. That says she's not included. That's not saying she's not included because of an assumption that she doesn't have a zaken. That's saying she's not included because an ish is not included, period. B'nei Aaron, B'levin is Aaron. So lifnei abraisa, if I'm saying there's no such thing as a zaken ish in halacha, I mean, it might them from the parish of zaken completely. So I understand, it's a kod necha, but not an ish. Why? Because she doesn't have a zaken. Her physical zaken is not halachic zaken, period. So it's a kanek, it's mamayter. But now that I see her physical zaken is a halachic zaken. So I don't know if the kanek is mamayter her. Maybe she's included in the zaken. Just like she's included in the just like she's included in the zaken by the gom or wherever she's included, which included here too. I didn't know that's enough to be mamayter. So for that you need a mefurish apostle that says, Noshim are out. That's what it says. But
there were two ibaitims. One was that we were going to
Svara. Svara, yeah, the Svara.
But the other wasn't.
I know, I'm explaining the other one. I'm not explaining the Svara one, I'm explaining the other one.
See, but the other one, I think, I agree with, it sounds, what you were saying is that the other one sounds like she does have a Zakan, but because of the Pasuk, I'm excluding her.
How is the Pasuk excluding her? The Pasuk says Zakan.
We know that. We had because no Mudim.
I understand, but how do you know that change in Lashon could mean other things too?
So how do you know?
Right. So Zok Taisvus, the only reason we assumed that it means Noshim is because we assume Noshim don't have a halachic zaka. So we understood the drasha zikonecha, but not her. She's out of the parish of zaka.
How's it different?
It's similar to the svara, but it's been learned out from a miut. And it's not a svara, it's a miut. It's not a svara, it's a miut. But the miut never said Noshim expressly. So there's much, they never said Noshim expressly. So if you're going to tell me Noshim are not included in the parsha of Zokan in the Torah at all, then I hear putting the miyat on them. But the minute I say that they are included in the parsha of Zokan,
right,
it's much harder for me to say the miyat goes on them. Maybe the miyat goes on someone, maybe there's someone who's more appropriate to be mamayit. I don't know. Maybe it's got to do with makif and nikah for other things. Once I said the Torah saying, once I see they're included in the parsha of Zokan in the Torah, now, if I want to see the not included here, I need a more mefurish miut.
But like the Rashash,
the Amalim of Nazar is mefurish.
Like the Rashash considered other things that the plural could be going on other than men and women. He came up with one set of things. Mishtaba, though, everyone else saying, like, you're talking about Rashachem. So either you're talking, what are you talking about? Talking about men and women, or you're talking about something else?
Okay, like so whatever the other thing might be is not, we don't have to figure that out right now. But to go ahead and say
I think that if there was something else, then they would have said it. Someone would have said it.
What do you mean?
I don't have to figure it out.
No,
it's like a major thing. Like when the Rosh Hashanah figured out that it could be something else, it affected the whole Limud.
I understand, but whatever you would do with Shani Kobe Dibure, according to Tosfos, you'll do with Shani Kobe Dibure. But he's just saying to assume it means Noshim, that assumption is only good in as much as they have no Din Zaken at all. Once we see they have a Din Zaken, then you have no right to assume that it means them. Because they have a Din Zaken in the Torah.
More than anyone else.
I'm saying, you have no right to assume it means them as opposed to whatever you're going to learn with the Joshua. If you want to be Mamaitim for the Din Zaken, they have a Deraisa Din of Zaken for Tumas Negoim or for whatever, we didn't know yet what the Deraisa was going on, but we know it's going on something. And as much as they have that Zaken, you're going to have to prove more Mufurish that they're Nismite over here. So to buy it, to happen to the Yerushalayim.
Where does he say this?
Tosfos.
No, where does Tosfos say this?
Beish Leimah. I didn't hear a sign. What do you say, Ellie?
And Rashi says the laws of Kaddishtecha filo hela sa zakan ishtisa. So that suggests that normally they don't have a beard. If it happened, she grew a beard and did us class, she would not be. And again, that was under assumption that she had no din. Right, because it's true. Once we know, and that's very good, because once we know that there is a din of Zakan applicable to her to some degree,
right?
So then, why would you assume that it's excluding her from this one also?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You're trying to cover the Bure. Okay, you're trying to cover the could mean other things too, I don't know. I'm saying, it doesn't say Noshim. So that's exactly what he's saying. So once we have the Brysa, then we need a more Mufurish Liyat. Then the Amr, but as Amr, it's quite Mufurish. They're not included.
So what about the one that says the Svara? How does he deal with the fact that also could change after
the Brysa?
Not the Brysa specifically says that.
That's right. That's the same thing. See, that's for sure including what Tosfos is saying. That's easier to understand. That's definitely included in what Tosfos is saying. That's for sure. Yeah, okay. Just saying, that place doesn't speak out. What would you do with Shani Kobe Dibure if not this? In a Konami. You have to use it for some other limud. That is not. What limud?
And even though I
don't know.
Even though she has payas. So the reason why she's not chai, she would cut off her payas. That stands.
Yeah. Now, by the way, just one more ha'ara. No. Just one more ha'ara. The Rishash points out Gishmak a thing that. Abai is saying that Esh Pa'asa Konecha is like a double lashon, right? It's like a double limud. Could have said Esh Shebza Konecha and it says Esh Pa'asa Konecha. So Abai says you learn out two things. One is the din of razor, tar, and one is the din of noshim. So Rishash points out, Gishmak, that explains the diak in the lashon apasik. Because until we did this Gemara, you could ask. The pasuk says, "Let's keep a pass for sheichem, but the sachris s pass a konecha." What do you need the s for? Let's keep a pass for sheichem, but the sachris pass a konecha. That's what you should have said. What's the s? It's like the Rishash, very good. The s is because you needed a double limit over here. I mean, the Gemara is speaking out that the pass is extra. It could have said s without pass, but in truth, it could have said pass without s as well. Stam is already that's what he said. So
usually, it would be the s. Because you'd have the word. It's just like a...
Yeah, but you need it for him. Like, Pashup Shan Pasik. Pasuk Ram Pasuk. Yeah, whichever one you would need. I'm just saying, you could have done without the word Esir. So Shach is saying, Hagufa, that the partial diyak you can make in this Pasuk, why the first part doesn't say S and the second part does say S, is the answer from this Gemara too. That's a Gufa, why it says S. Shmak, yeah. Okay, stop here. You have 20 minutes to learn until the Mishnah, and then we'll share it tomorrow. Where are Rashi?
It says he says this.